Coach, Ron said you've been able to be outside the last 3 days?
Yeah, we sure have. We were able to scrimmage the last 3 days. Yep, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
So a little windy yesterday, mm-hmm. but outside is outside.
Yeah, no, it's when the sun's out and it's 40, we're going to try to get outside as much as we can. I think Saturday was probably our coldest day, but Sunday was awesome. And then yesterday was okay, but just windy.
And there's just something about being outside. I mean, the facilities are nice, but outside is outside.
Yeah, I mean, when you get stuck in that gym and you're constantly just hitting or pitching and not being able to get the feel on the dirt or be outside because the fresh air just helps a ton. And then our kids get to see the ball fly off the bat. That's a definite plus. But, I mean, the best thing is being able to see live pitching. Because we go down south, and these teams have already played 8-9 games. Mm. We haven't even seen a pitcher. And, you know, the last 3 days, we were able to do that.
Yeah. All right, so we're recording this on Tuesday night, Talking Vols. The team is getting ready to go south.
Yep. We're leaving a Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We'll play Monday against Bishop State. And then we'll go over to Pensacola State. We'll play them on Tuesday. We'll have Wednesday and Thursday kind of to practice and get ready for the classic that we're in. We'll play 3 games on Friday and 2 games on Saturday and head on the way back.
Wow.
That's a lot of ball.
That's a big trip.
Yeah. No, we're excited because, I mean, we're getting to play some really good teams down there and be outside because, you know, if we were here and trying to play, we probably wouldn't be able to, you know, get our games in.
Yeah.
You know, over the years, both at the University of Missouri, at SIU, and here at John A. Logan, I've known baseball or softball teams that when they headed south, that was the first time they'd been outside, period. They hadn't seen a fly ball or anything till they got there.
Yep, that's exactly what I told our girls on Monday. I said, you know, this is the first time that I think that we've gotten out 3 times, been able to get outside and practice 3 times before we hit the field.
What do you expect this year? I mean, I know we've talked before, and you're pretty excited to get going, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. Like I said, the first time where I was on the show, these girls have bought in. I think the sophomores have just completely taken charge, and they're ready to go. I mean, they'll pop into my office. Like today, Brittany was in my office with Jalen and Callie, and they were just talking about how excited they were. I was able to get on and kind of scout the teams that were playing, and they came in my office, and they were standing behind the computer trying to watch it as well. So, you know, they're just really excited. And, you know, this group, I'm honestly, this is probably the most excited I've been.
Wow. All right, now you have 2 sophomores with you tonight, and these 2 have already signed?
They have signed to go on and play, yeah.
Okay, so Danielle has signed
with SIU.
And then Brittany
is going to Murray State.
Murray State, okay. So who should we talk to first?
I think Danielle's ready to go.
Danielle's ready to go. Danielle Eilers and 350 average. Danielle, step up here. 350 average, 27 RBIs. Trico High School, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, talk a little bit about your decision-making about, you know, deciding to continue. You want to keep playing, right? But yeah. what went into that?
Honestly, I came down with coach helping me out, and then I wasn't honestly quite sure if I wanted to play on last year, but this year I just knew that I wanted to go on, and with coach and our assistant coach, Rusty, he just helped me make my decision, and then my parents, and I thought it would be a good transition for me.
Yeah.
And you're going to SIU, so you're not that much further from home or wherever than you are here, right?
Yeah. I'm actually a little bit closer to home.
And what position do you play?
I'm a catcher and third base.
Catcher and third base. So you have to know how to swing the bat a little bit, don't you?
Yep.
I mean, defense is great in catchers, third base too, but I'm sure you like swinging the bat better than playing defense, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a little bit more fun.
Yeah. How has it been so far? Coach said about getting outside 3 days. How, from a player's perspective, how is it?
I personally love being outside way more than inside just because it's completely different being inside than outside because, like it's just the way the ball moves and
just the perspective of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, we got a scrimmage these past 3 days.
Scrimmage, yeah.
You guys see live pitching, and that helps.
And you've got some good pitchers on your squad, so you got to look at some good pitching, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You know, you're going against your pitchers, and your pitchers are good. Mm-hmm. So that's the scrimmage part. People think about that more in basketball and stuff, but softball scrimmage, baseball scrimmage mm-hmm. works the same way, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. What's going to be the strength of this year's team, you think?
I think the pitching, honestly. It's I think it's way better than it was last year.
Okay.
The defense for sure, too.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's bring Brittany in. Brittany from South Fullerton, Tennessee. And I said, where is that? And Ron was telling me exactly where it is. Now, he said part of the town is in Tennessee and part of the town is in Kentucky?
Yeah. So where I went to school, South Fulton, Tennessee, it's on the border. So Fulton, Kentucky is right down the road.
So you're in Tennessee?
Yeah, we're in Tennessee.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I'd rather be in Tennessee than Kentucky. My brother lives in Tennessee. That's what I said. All right, so you're already signed, and you're going to go to Murray State.
Yep.
All right, what led into that decision?
Well, I've always wanted to play D1, so I've been wanting to go on for a while. It's closer to home, way closer to home, and I just love it at Murray State, the campus, the people, coaches.
Mm-hmm. What position do you play?
Catcher utility.
Okay, okay. So you're one of those people that sort of like the secret weapon, Jose Oquendo. For you probably don't know who that is, but wherever they need you, you can play.
Yep.
That. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. What has this being outside the last few days been to you?
Oh, it's been awesome. We get to see live pitching, get to see the ball fly off the bat. It's great.
Yeah. And what about the trip coming up?
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah.
Ready to get out of Illinois, honestly.
Yeah. Well, and you're gonna get a lot of games in.
Yeah.
But let's put this in perspective. And I'm not saying that you guys are going down there to just goof off, but there are going to be some times you'll get to have some team bonding and be able to, you know, it's like going to Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's water there.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's not like you're going to somewhere where you're landlocked.
Yeah.
You know, well, what are you going to do today? We got a couple days off. We're just going to go out in this field, look at the corn. But, you know, so it's a little exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Warmer weather. It's going to be great.
What do you think is going to be the key for this year's Lady Vols softball team?
This year I think we have the best hitting that we've had for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because she said pitching, and now you said hitting, so it looks like it's all around.
It's all around.
Yeah.
I think overall we just have a good team this year.
And the coach says everybody's bought in, and you hear that, and that's, you know, coaches are supposed to say that. That's coach speak. But really, what does that mean when it's sort of like more of a family, everybody, you know, like the three of us in here, Ron and DH, and we, you know, 7 o'clock, we go our opposite way. We don't talk to each other. We hate each other's guts. We don't break bread together or anything. Well, DH and I did once, but it was embarrassing. But as a team-wise, is what I'm saying. Like she was saying, everybody trying to crowd around and look at the monitor today. So you guys play well together and have a good attitude.
Yeah, we're like really bonded this year. We all get along, and it's just going to be great to see this year.
Does the coach help any with that? Or?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't worry, because she's just because she's behind you, you know, and she's
she helps out.
Yeah, yeah. But really, I would think a lot of that, that team chemistry and stuff. Mm-hmm. Some teams either have it or they don't.
Yeah.
And some teams have an abundance of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when some really magical things can happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
And as you get ready to go south, what are the things that you hope to accomplish while you're down there just in your hitting? What is it you hope to improve on outdoors in the sunshine?
Yeah. I'm just going to work on my hitting a lot and defense. I mean, I've bought in and I'm going to hopefully have more confidence, work on my confidence. But yeah, we'll see.
You play utility player. You can play a number of positions. You carry a bag around with two or three different gloves.
I just have my catcher's bag, carries everything.
Yeah. Which position do you like the best?
Catching.
Catching?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, Danielle Eilers and Brittany Proctor, two of the sophomores on this year's team. Coach, we'll get you in here for just another quick comment, if you don't mind. They seem to be excited. I know you're excited. You know, I guess we should touch on conference too. You're going to go down and get this trip and then come back, and the conference is going to be just as tough as ever.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll come back. We'll play a doubleheader against Dyersburg State, and then the following weekend we go right into conference play. You know, we talk about it all the time. You just got to take it one game at a time because, I mean, we play each other four times. So you see your pitcher or you see their pitchers, they see our pitchers. So we got to, you know, take it and we got to roll with it every single game. We expect to be at the top of the conference and we just got to make sure that we compete every single game and don't allow one to slip away that, you know, shouldn't slip away from us.
Well, the question I asked one of your young ladies here, but what about it? What are you looking at, particularly on the trip south? You want to win, but what are you looking to get accomplished during that?
So when we go down there, we play some really hard teams. You know, so we probably face some of the best pitching that we're going to face. So I just want to see them compete. You know, we can learn a lot from the first weekend out. We can either, you know, go down there and tank it, or we can come out and, you know, be 500, you know. And so it's one of those things that I want to go down there. I want to compete. I don't want to give in. And, you know, I know that they can hit the ball. I know we can pitch it. I just want to see it. We just play a well-rounded seven innings every single game.
And I bet that it would be that you're happy you're going down there with sophomores, because they've been through it and they're, you know, they're a little bit more seasoned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, last year when we went down there, you can ask the girls, it was a complete eye-opener. We were kind of shocked. You know, we thought we were good, and we went down there, and we went 1-4. I mean, it was not a fun trip. So, you know, I think they know, and they've told the freshmen that we got to go down there and we got to be ready to play ball, because these teams have already had, you know, like I said, 9-10 games underneath their belt.
Wow. We've been talking softball with Coach Taylor Seifert and Danielle Eilers, Brittany Progner. Ladies, thank you very, very much, and have fun on the trip.